Cinderella.
Cinderella's mother died. After that, her father married another woman. The woman became Cinderella's stepmother. Cinderella's stepmother had two daughters. They were not nice to Cinderella. Her stepmother was not nice to her either. They made Cinderella do all of the work around the house. Cinderella planted a tree branch on her mother's grave. She visited the grave every day. She cried and cried there. Her tears watered the branch. It grew into a big tree. One morning, a letter came to the house. Cinderella's stepmother read the letter. She became very excited. She said,
"The king is having a festival for 3 days. He wants to find a girl for the prince to marry."
"Will you go to the festival?" asked Cinderella.
Her stepmother said, "Of course! This letter says every girl must come to the festival."
"Me too?" asked Cinderella.
Cinderella's stepmother laughed. She said,
"You have too much work to do. Now go get your sisters."
That day, Cinderella helped her stepsisters get ready for the festival. Her stepsisters made Cinderella work all day. And Cinderella's stepmother gave her extra work to do.
"Cinderella," her stepmother called, "come here. I threw a pot of beans into the ashes. Pick them all out. Then you can go to the festival."
Two white birds came to help Cinderella. She knew these birds. They lived in the tree over her mother's grave. The birds quickly picked out all of the beans from the ashes. Cinderella took the beans to her stepmother. She said,
"Look, I have picked out all of the beans from the ashes. Can I go to the festival?"
But her stepmother said, "No, Cinderella, you can't go to the festival with us. You are too dirty."
Then she left the house with her two daughters and Cinderella's father. They all got into a coach and went to the ball. Cinderella ran to the tree over her mother's grave. She asked the tree for something gold and silver. The two white birds in the tree heard her. They dropped a silver dress and gold shoes on Cinderella. Cinderella thanked the tree. She changed her clothes and ran to the festival. Everyone at the festival was very surprised. They all said, "What a beautiful girl!" The prince thought so too. He danced with Cinderella all day. The prince wanted to take the beautiful girl home that night. But Cinderella was too shy. She ran from the prince. She got into her father's coach and shut the door. The prince told Cinderella's father,
A girl went in your coach. Make her come out.
But when Cinderella's father opened the coach, Cinderella was not there. The door on the other side of the coach was open. Cinderella went out the door before her father opened the coach. She ran all the way home. That night, her family found Cinderella at home sleeping. She was dressed in her old, dirty clothes. The next day, Cinderella's family went to the festival again. After they left the house, Cinderella went to her mother's grave. The birds dropped another dress and gold shoes on her. This dress was more beautiful than the first. Everyone at the festival was surprised by how beautiful she was. And the prince danced with her all day. The prince wanted to take her home that night, but Cinderella ran from him. This time, she climbed a tree to hide from him. The prince told Cinderella's father,
"A girl ran up that tree. Cut it down."
Her father cut the tree down, but Cinderella was not there. Before the tree fell, she climbed down the other side and ran home. That night, her family found Cinderella at home sleeping. She was dressed in her old, dirty clothes. The third day, the birds dropped another dress and gold shoes on Cinderella. This dress was more beautiful than the others. The prince danced with Cinderella all day. Now the prince knew the girl would run away again. So on this day, he put something sticky on the castle stairs. As Cinderella ran down the stairs, one of her gold shoes got stuck. But she didn't stop. She ran home with one shoe. That night, her family found Cinderella at home sleeping. She was dressed in her old, dirty clothes. The prince wanted to marry the girl he danced with, but he did not know her name. He only had one gold shoe from the girl's foot. The prince searched the land for the girl. He went to every house. He asked every girl he met to put on the shoe, but it did not fit any of the girls. Then the prince came to Cinderella's house. Her stepsisters put on the shoe, but it did not fit their feet. The prince asked,
"Are there any other girls in this house?"
Cinderella's father said,
"I have one more daughter, but it can't be her shoe."
The prince made Cinderella put on the shoe. It fit perfectly. He said,
"You are the girl from the festival. Will you marry me?"
Of course, Cinderella said yes, and they were very happy.